The Bartered Bride by Mary Jo Putney. To Tehila, Daphne, and Maytal, welcome to the clan. End Game. The Tower of London, autumn 1835. The stones of the tower radiated anguish and despair. How many prisoners had paced these rooms, praying for escape? As a nearby church bell tolled seven times, Gavin Elliot lay on his narrow bed, eyes closed. Soon he must rise and prepare for the trial that would begin today. But he preferred to hang on to the rags of a pleasant dream as long as possible. Transparent aquamarine water, white sand, Alexandra laughing with a vitality that made all other women pale by comparison. Alex. The dream splintered and fell away. Wearily he sat up and swung his legs from the bed. The stone floor had the chill of death. Two warders were always posted in the room with him, ubiquitous as the stony chamber's cold draughts. He'd lived shoulder to shoulder with other men when he first went to sea as a common sailor, but he'd spent too many years as the captain, the owner, the taipan, to enjoy this return to constant scrutiny. The door opened, closed again.
"Your breakfast has arrived, sir."
The warders were scrupulously polite. Not their fault the tea was prepared so far away that it was tepid by the time it reached the prisoner in the bloody tower. Moving to the washstand, Gavin splashed cold water on his face to clear his mind, then shaved with extra care. It wouldn't do to look like a murderous villain today. The face in the mirror didn't inspire him with confidence, though. Grief, strain, and weeks of imprisonment shadowed his eyes, and years of sun and sea had left him with a weathered tan.